It's the Morning KLH with Dave and Doreen.
So last week, Monday, I made an appointment with a dermatologist. I had this thing on my face I wanted to get checked.
Okay.
So I make the dermatology appointment for the very next day. They had an opening. And this is no exaggeration. Within minutes, I had received a text. I had received an email. And I had received a voicemail.
What?
All confirming the appointment that I just made.
Hmm.
Like, literally, my phone was buzzing as soon as I got off the phone making the appointment. I didn't do it online. I called. And then moments later, I'm cruising through my news websites that I have bookmarked, and the headline on CNN, "Why Your Doctor's Office is Spamming You with Appointment Reminders."
Wow.
Yeah. From CNN, "Going to see the doctor soon? Prepare to be hounded with appointment reminders by phone, text, robocall, email, and in your online patient portal as well. Doctors and dentist offices for years have left courtesy voicemails on our home answering machines, giving us a heads up about our appointments. But now, medical practices are flooding patients with reminders of upcoming appointments and warnings of cancellation penalties. The financial pressure for medical practices to keep patients from ghosting them is a huge factor. Practices miss out on revenue when we don't show up for appointments or cancel at the last minute. But the notifications are getting worse because new software systems enable medical providers to send automated messages to patients. All of these systems were built for the provider and were never patient-focused," said the CEO of a company called ZocDoc. "You need to do this in a coordinated way for it to work. ZocDoc sends three reminders to patients when they schedule a visit online. They send you something a week before, then the day before, and then 3 hours before the appointment. Americans' no-show rates have remained stable, but primary care did see a slight increase in appointment cancellations. Practices already operate on very small margins. There is not room for any financial misses. The financial hit of a missed appointment varies by specialty. According to ZocDoc, patients are an average of 4% more likely to cancel with every day that passes between their booking and the appointment time. Health providers know they're bugging you, and they do have plans to improve their communications. It's all a matter of keeping the patient from feeling bombarded," said the consumer digital solutions expert that was questioned for this article. This is, by the way, a newly created position overseeing how healthcare providers use technology to interact with us, the patients.
I don't know. Maybe I just haven't paid attention to being spammed.
It's unbelievable how many. And then I got one the next day on Tuesday reminding me that the appointment was coming up. And when I arrived and I checked in, what do you think they handed me?
A clipboard.
Can you fill all this out?
Mm-hmm.
Brian Regan talks about the clipboard. Here's Brian Regan.
"They say the American medical system is the best in the world. I'll be impressed when I am no longer handed a clipboard when I check in from my doctor visit. That is so Stone Age. You know, we live in a world of barcodes and microchips. What's with the clipboard? I'm here for my 10 o'clock appointment. Here's your clipboard. There's 257 pages on there. Here's a pen with a flower on it. Go sit with all those other people and don't even think of coming back to this counter until you've completely filled out your clipboard. I've been a patient here for many years. You should have all this information. Well, our policy is we do it every year. We give you another clipboard, and that way you can experience angst and tension and rage and downright fury all roiling through your torso. And then we take your blood pressure.